Good morning, Dale Engineering. This is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, is Justin in?
Who may I ask calling, please?
This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Thank you. Just a moment, please.
Sure.
Sam with Bank of Cardiff?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Justin. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, good. Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. Got the everything that you sent over to me. We have it submitted. We're hoping to, get an answer for you, hopefully sometime today. I just wanted to, see what your time frame was, if you're going to be around a little later this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
All day, so.
Oh, okay, perfect. I know the only reason I ask, it's Friday. A lot of times I know Fridays people are on a little early schedule.
Yeah, except I own the business, so I
won't. Yeah. Hey, you'd be surprised how some others do it.
Yeah. Actually, the best way probably to get a hold of me, because if I'm out on a machine or something, call my cell phone.
Okay, what's the cell number?
It's 530-312-4254.
Okay, and Justin, have you guys gotten any feedback from, was it Intech that you also applied with?
Yeah, they got back to me yesterday. They approved me for the loan. For what I wanted, I guess, for the amount. The interest rate's a little high, but basically, like I told you, they are not looking at the fact that I bought a working company. They're treating me as basically a brand new startup company.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They wanted more down and a higher interest rate.
Oh, I see.
And then they also did, and I don't know if you could explain this to me. The guy didn't seem to really want to talk or explain it very well. They're doing some sort of, like, lease finance thing.
Oh, I see. No, that's probably not exactly what you were looking for. You were looking for probably some straight financing?
Yeah, because it had, like, some 101 buyout or
buyout. Okay, yeah, like maybe a dollar buyout at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different way of structuring the deal. And really, it makes the biggest difference, I think, would be as far as for tax purposes for you. A lot of times, I mean, there are advantages and disadvantages to both ways.
Yeah.
But it if you do the straight financing, you're able to, fully depreciate it and take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Let's see, we, like I said, we're working on getting the approval. We just submitted it. So, if you're looking for straight financing and, the down payment was something in there too, we can try to find something that matches what you're looking for a little better than that.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, did they give you an actual quote?
Yeah.
Do you want to send it over? Do you want to send it over? I'll take a look at it and, at the very least, we'll absolutely, be what they have, but I'll see exactly what they're, offering to you and maybe be able to explain it a little better.
Well, they didn't send, there's not, I'll see if I can log in here and see what it says.
Now, did they ask you if you wanted straight financing or a lease option?
No, they didn't. And basically, the guy that I talked to, he went back to his underwriter or whatever. Like I said, the guy I talked to, was kind of a talking head. He wasn't making any calls. He took my information and sent it to somebody else.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And he was kind of like, well, they said this. And I'm kind of like, what about you? I thought you were going to help me. And he goes, basically, and it's just like I told you, I wasn't planning on buying a machine.
Yes, right away.
So, even like, I showed you the bank statements. They look good now, but 3 months ago, there wasn't much there because I just
looked at
it. But it is what it is. So he gave that, and he just basically said, they're treating you as a startup, and that's all they're really going to offer. So, I guess maybe in their terms, as a startup, they want to do the lease option or something.
Yeah, a lot of times it depends on who their lender is. Like if they only work with one lender, they might not have even the option to offer you straight financing. They might be working with a limited pool of options.
Okay. I can send it over here. It doesn't have a ton of information. It just says my equipment cost, down payment, amount financed, 60-month term, 101 buyout, and then it says advanced payments. I don't know what that means.
Send it over. Send it over, and I'll take a look at it. Give you a little feedback on it, and at the very least, make sure that what we have is going to be far better.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with Intech, but we're an actual bank, so we're working with a few more programs than what they probably have access to.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, I'll send it here shortly. You know, and if you can, just let me know whatever you find out.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, quick question for you. I was, you know, I'm looking at the bank statements and, you know, just trying to get an idea of what you guys are looking at. Do you know what you're tracking to do for gross sales for this year?
We're hoping for around 300, maybe a little more.
Okay. All right. And how does that compare to what the business did last year?
Last year was roughly 250. So
Basically,
yeah. So I'm taking it farther. Like I said, I got it from a guy who was retiring. He worked like 6 hours a day, didn't take on work because he didn't want to work more. And I now work 12 hours a day. And I didn't know.
That makes sense.
No, I'm planning to grow it. That's the option.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, just to, you know, see if there, make sure that there is growth there, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think already I'd have to log in and look, but the last time I checked my QuickBooks was like we already gross sales were 80,000 for the last three. See, the thing is too, my QuickBooks didn't actually take into effect. They didn't start it until like May or February 5th or something. So
okay, so it's like a little over a month, yeah.
Yeah, just as we were getting things up and going. So on the books, I've, you know, was it February, March? So for 3 months, I've already grossed 80.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That's more than he ever did.
I see, okay. All right, yeah, well, you know, shoot over, you know, what they sent to you over here. I'll go ahead, I'll take a look at it, and I'll make sure that, you know, we kind of vet it as we get our, see what kind of options we're working with when we get our feedback.
Okay, all right.
All right, and then I will give you a call on the cell phone, you know, when we get some answers.
Yeah, I mean, you can call either number, but it's probably better to catch me, you know, we get a lot of crazy calls on the office number, so I tend to let you guys answer it.
Yeah, you got to go through the screening process.
Yeah, so I get a lot of guys like, can you fix my lawnmower? No. So, anyways, the cell phone is probably the best.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
All right, thanks a lot, Justin.